of the issues that I intend to take a hard look at with some other senators, is just these outrageous no-bid contracts that have been given to these companies in Iraq, where they're ripping off the United States taxpayer. And also, by the way, above and beyond the war in Iraq, people are not talking much about the fact, Tom, we're spending well over $500 billion a year on the military in general. This is above Iraq and Afghanistan. And why we end up spending so much money and
it's half our discretionary budget, I believe.
That's right. It is a little bit over half of the entire discretionary budget. How much of that money is actually being spent to fight international terrorism as opposed to sustaining weapon systems that were developed to fight the Soviet Union? How much waste and fraud, of which we know there is a huge amount within the military, and we're beginning to document some of that. But when we take a hard look, as we must, against waste and fraud in all agencies of the government, we can't exempt the military from that. And I have a feeling there is just many billions of dollars being spent there that should not be.
Yeah. Mary in Salem, Oregon, listening on KPOJ. I pushed the wrong button. Todd in South Dakota, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Hi, Senator.
Hi, Todd.
Say, is there a website I can go to find out more on the single-payer health care system?
Sure. There are many. Probably the best one that comes to my mind is Physicians for National Health Care Program.
Which is PNHP.org, I believe, although you can Google it.
And there are some physicians that have been advocating it for years, very knowledgeable about what's going on in America and, in fact, around the rest of the world.
Yeah, I gave the keynote at their annual speech 5 years ago, I think it was. Your friend of mine, Deb, Dr. Deb from Montpelier, and I went out there. And
that's right.
Anyway, Mary in Salem, Oregon. Let's get back to Mary.
Yes, hi. You're giving me a little bit of hope here. I'm wondering if you've read Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
I have, actually.
You have, yeah. How we meddle in other countries'
yep.
governments. Okay, well, I'm wondering what, you know, a lot of us want to do something, but we don't know what to do as citizens. You know, they say, well, what can we do about the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq?
Okay, Mary, I mean, that's a simple question, but maybe the most important question, and I hear it in Vermont a whole lot of times. And let me give you a very simple and straightforward answer. I think we have to break out of the mode of behavior that we very often have, and that we have to start reaching out to our friends and our neighbors, and even more importantly, try to reach out to people who may not agree with us on every single issue. One of the things that Bush and Karl Rove have been very successful about is dividing up working people on issues like gay rights or guns or all these other things, or abortion. And what we have got to do is sit down and reach out and say to working people, listen, do you think that as a country we can do better than we're doing right now? Let's talk about it issue by issue. Let's try to get meetings with our members in Congress or our senators. Let's provoke discussion. I mean, Mary, if you did nothing more than got three or four people registered to vote in the coming election who otherwise would not vote, you will have expanded your influence by 400%. And sometimes it's just so simple that we forget to do it. The vast majority of the people, in my view, in this country, want to move America in a very different way. And the other side has the money, but we have the people. But we have to learn how to use our power as citizens. So that means just reaching out, organizing, holding meetings, going to your city council, get them to pass resolutions, taking on the media where you can. So there's just an enormous amount of grassroots work that can be done.
Yeah. And setting up town halls and then inviting your member of Congress.
Absolutely.
To come. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well done. As you do these all over Vermont constantly.
We're doing three of them tomorrow.
Three of them? I am not surprised. Bernie Sanders, the Energizer Bunny of politics. The Sanders.Senate.gov. Thanks, Bernie.
Thank you, Paul.
Anything Goes Friday, coming up next.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The foreword reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The foreword also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now, 800-845-2300 for the foreword. That's 800-845-2300.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-880-4557. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-880-4557. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-880-4557.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Your Holiness, welcome to our common home.
His visit to Washington, just a warm-up for his speech at the UN. Pope Benedict spoke to the world body and, as heard through a translator, praised the principles of the United Nations.
The sense of justice, respect for the dignity of the individual, and cooperation and humanitarian assistance are the expression of just aspirations of the human spirit and represent the ideals which must underlie international relations.
This set in contrast with the intimacy of the Pope's meeting yesterday, in which he prayed with victims of childhood sexual abuse by priests. Faith Johnston was at that meeting.
I got up to him and I just burst into tears. And that's all I could do was just cry and look up at him. But he spoke so lovingly, and I think my tears spoke louder than words.
She appeared on CBS The Early Show. Washington still recovering from the glow of Pope Benedict's visit. President Bush says he was especially privileged to welcome Benedict to the White House.
What an unbelievable. It was just such a special moment. And and it was a special moment to be able to visit with the Holy Father in the Oval Office.
President addressing the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast. Think of earthquake zones, and you don't normally think of the Midwest, but that's where a 5.2 magnitude quake struck this morning.
It lasted, it was very fast, I mean short, it was very fast and short, and it was over, but as you woke up, you thought you were dreaming.
Diane Strozek was shaken awake in Milwaukee. The quake rattled skyscrapers in Chicago's Loop and homes in Cincinnati, but appeared to have caused no major injuries or damage. There have been several aftershocks so far today. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 250 points. This is AP Radio News. Hard plastic Nalgene water bottles made with a chemical will be pulled from stores over the next few months as more consumers are concerned about whether that chemical poses a health risk. The company is substituting its Nalgene outdoor line of polycarbonate plastic containers with BPA-free alternatives. Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are both sustaining dents and dings from their long presidential fight, but a new AP Yahoo poll shows the former First Lady is clearly suffering more as Democratic voters no longer see her as the party's strongest contender for the White House.
Both the candidates have suffered a little, but Obama is doing better among one key trait important to Democrats, which is electability. And this is something that shifted since the last time we checked in with these people.
AP Director of Surveys Trevor Thompson. Forestry officials in Texas say a wildfire that injured one person, destroyed six homes, is completely contained. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Orbitz.com. Orbitz.com, where right now they are having their biggest sale ever. This week, only save 20% off any hotel anywhere in the world. Visit Orbitz.com right now to book your hotel and save.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
So people have been telling you that you really need a website. So what are you waiting for? Most businesses move online because of the 24/7 accessibility that potential clients have to information they need about you. But most of all, it's because of the cost effectiveness. Consider that if your website is well designed, it can become your 24/7 sales rep and promotional person that you don't have to pay overtime to. Atomic Medium Web Solutions is interested in only one thing, making your business work for you. Atomic Medium Web is your one-stop shop for all your online and web needs. Let Atomic Medium help your business explode on the internet. Simply log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. That's 480-736-2711. Atomic Medium Web was also a proud sponsor of Randy's return to the airwaves in Phoenix. Watch your business explode with Atomic Medium Web. Log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com for all your website building needs.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare, but not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren. Or shop online at ConsolidatedAuto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071.
The home stretch.
We have nearly the same delegate lead as we did this morning.
The last gasp.
And we are on our way to winning this nomination.
The long run.
We're going on, we're going strong, and we're going all the way.
Whatever you call it, it won't be boring. The Democratic presidential nomination. Follow it here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
And welcome back. It's Friday. We're going to do our Anything Goes Friday here today for the next 2 hours, taking your calls on any topic you want to talk about. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. First, I would like to seed this. I'd just like to drop one topic out there. And that has to do with the media and what's going on with the media. Particularly, I think this has been brought to light by what happened with the ABC debates day before yesterday and the response to it. MoveOn.org over obviously at their website, MoveOn.org. has a petition that you can sign. I signed it yesterday, basically saying, here's the petition text, debate moderators abuse the public trust every time they ask trivial questions about gaffes and gotchas that only political insiders care about. Enough with the distractions. ABC and other networks must focus on issues that affect people's daily lives. End of quote. And, in fact, not only did I sign it, but afterwards I gave him $25. I strongly encourage people to go over there and do that. We have seen such a change in this country, and I've seen it in my lifetime. I started in this business, in the radio business, in 1968 at the age of 17. I started in campus radio at Michigan State University about a year before that. I can't remember the station, but Newberry Hall. Campbell Hall. Fee Hall!
So it would be WFEE. In any case, I made a tape after doing campus radio for 3-4 months, made a tape, took it around all the radio stations in Lansing, Michigan, got a job as a part-time country western DJ at WITL, ended up being a full-time country western DJ, then went from there to WVIC, where I did all-night album cuts, progressive rock, and then I did morning drive, Drake format, you know, shouting over the music kind of thing, and a really tight, really fast beat. And then I went back, and then I went to news. And after 3 years of being a DJ, and for the next 7 years, I did news back at WITL. And, in fact, oddly, just about a year ago, I got an email from Chuck Mefford. His airman name was Chuck Drake, who used to be the owner of that station. And he used to do an afternoon talk show. And this was during the time when the Fairness Doctrine was in effect. Reagan suspended it in 87, but this was 1968 to 1978. I was in this business. And during those 10 years... working in news, we had this was a local radio station in the Lansing Market, Michigan. Lansing, Michigan Market. Lansing, Michigan, a town at that time of maybe 250,000 people. It was the capital of the state. But nonetheless, there were a whole bunch of radio stations. This station, being the country and western station, was the number one station in town. But nonetheless, it was, you know, a small local station. And we had 5 people in our news department. Our news department lost money. Because that was the cost of keeping the radio station licensed. That was the cost to do that to the radio station. Because you had to program in the public interest. Now, that was one part of the Fairness Doctrine. Another part of the Fairness Doctrine was that if you gave one side of a debate, of a political debate, time, you had to give it to another side. A third part was that, you know, part of programming in the public interest was also giving free time to politicians. Now, I think that the free time to politicians part is something that we should be seriously looking at, and the programming of public interest is a piece of this that we should be seriously looking at. I, frankly, am not in favor of bringing back the Fairness Doctrine of equal time. And the problem is, and here's why, because I worked in radio when that was the case, and occasionally worked on that talk show in the afternoon, the Chuck Drake Show, and you couldn't, as a consequence of that, we never went near politics. You know, we'd talk about, you know, how do you get the squirrels out of your attic? Because there was all this concern that the other side would yell and scream and they'd invoke the Fairness Doctrine, all this kind of thing. So I think that instead of talking about balancing radio, we need to be talking about programming in the public interest. Is the public being served by the programming that's being provided? Is democracy being served by the programming that's being provided? And the way that, and between Reagan's suspension of the Fairness Doctrine in 87 and Bill Clinton signing the Telecommunication Act in 1996, we've basically just kicked all this stuff out. And after Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act in 96, I remember when CBS said, okay, our news division is no longer separate and it's no longer losing money after all those years. And guys like Walter Cronkite, who made, you know, he made a good salary, but he wasn't making the equivalent of millions of dollars a year like the TV stars who do news do now. He was making, you know, he was the upper end of the middle class. He was doing very well, but, you know, I don't know what it would be in today's dollars, maybe $100,000, $150,000, a couple $100,000 a year at the most. And that, you know, let's go back to saying programming in the public interest is a desirable thing. This, remember the old movie Network? I mean, Howard Beale, it was prophetic. It was absolutely prophetic.
You gotta say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Perhaps the most embarrassing performance by the media in a major presidential debate in years is how editor and publisher, which is a very high status, very seriously considered publication, spoke of this debate. And, you know, I played it during Bernie's show. I think it certainly bears playing again. Stephen Colbert talking about George Stephanopoulos. I mean, it was... just absolutely, absolutely terrible.
Last night was the Pennsylvania Democratic debate on ABC. The night was a huge success. To begin with, for moderator, ABC courageously chose George Stephanopoulos, who owes his career to the fact that he was Bill Clinton's communications director, so he was objective in the sense that everybody knew his bias. Listen to how he went after Senator Clinton about a conversation where she said Obama couldn't win the general election.
Which actually should be a very important question to ask, you would think, right? Here's what Stephanopoulos said to Senator Clinton.
I'm not going to ask you about that conversation. I know you don't want to talk about it.
She doesn't want to talk about it. Enough said. Let's move on. Besides, it would have taken time away from asking Obama this.
Do you think Reverend Wright loves America as much as you do?
He followed up with the equally pressing question, could God create a rock so heavy that he himself could not know you're a secret Muslim?
Yeah, I mean, this is what it has descended to, that our comedy shows are providing more news than our news shows, and news used to be this sacred thing. It used to be sacrosanct. It used to be, I remember when I worked in news at WITL, and ultimately I was also a program director for a year at the end of all that at WNBY. I remember when I worked in news and also as a program director, news people were not allowed to talk, even literally to talk to the salespeople in the radio station. You did the news. It didn't matter if an advertiser was in trouble. It didn't matter what was going on in the world that might influence economically the radio. The news was the news. And sales was sales. People think that that programming in the public interest dimension of the Fairness Doctrine was all about public service announcements. And, in fact, back in the day, radio stations used to play public. So, yes, there's going to be a meeting of the Grange tonight at 7 o'clock at Grange Hall, and or the VFW's meeting, you know, those kind of things. Yes, we did those things in radio. And to some very small extent, we did those things because that was part of the Fairness Doctrine stuff that Reagan suspended in 87 that, you know, was required. That was the community service part. But I would submit to you, and I've never seen actual numbers on this. I don't think that anybody's ever actually quantified it. But I would submit to you that easily 90% of the way that radio and television stations complied with those provisions to program in the public interest of the Fairness Doctrine was not by reading public service announcements, but instead was by providing real news and actually talking about the issues. People ask the question, you know, how did America get so dumbed down? How is it that we're getting our best information, literally our best political information, from shows like Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart, from the Comedy Channel? And I'm not saying that's bad. I watch these things every night. I want to know what's going on in the world. But why is it that the news is not being discussed on the news? Why is it that the news is all about, well, there was a calf born today with two heads? Some guy in Winnetka, whatever, just went on a shooting rampage. Well, that's a local story. That's not a national story. Oh, we've got some Mormons, these fundamentalist Latter-day Saints who have been busted for polygamy. Let's do wall-to-wall coverage for the next 4 days. Well, you know, if you live in the neighborhood, arguably you can even say, okay, maybe this is a national story, but 24/7? 24/7? I mean, at a certain point, don't we all have to say enough already? People are losing their jobs. There's no place for them to go. They're losing their health care if they have pre-existing conditions. There's nothing that can be done about it. Under John McCain's health care proposals, he would not qualify for health care because he had cancer before and he has a pre-existing condition. Or if he did get health care and he got cancer again, he would not be covered. They'd throw his butt out of the system. Shouldn't we be talking about these things? We'll be picking up your calls right after this. 16 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman. Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
If you thought George Bush was bad when it comes to the use of military force, wait till you see John McCain. So says a big-time Washington insider in The Nation magazine. Want a chilling insight into the soul of the hot-headed warrior who openly warns America?
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars.
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars? you better get The Nation. It's easy. You can sample four issues absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you'll know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Editor Katrina Vandenheuvel, John Nichols, Robert Dreyfus, and more take you where the mainstream press will not go. 4 weeks of The Nation free. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at uhaul.com.
How do you grow your business without you always saying how great you are? I'm Jan Ziff, CEO and co-founder of Successes.com, and here's the answer. Let your customers do the talking. Imagine if your potential clients could hear direct from a happy and satisfied customer just how great your services are without hearing it from you. Our solution to spreading that word is compelling testimonials and case studies from your repeat and loyal clients. Ready for your website, for example, or an ad campaign, we'll tell the story of your business success through the solutions you've brought to them. No matter what your company does, from accounting to waste management, if you've got contented clients, we can help you grow. And in a recession, building on the good name you have is a sure foundation for success. Call me, Jan Ziff, on 480-993-0913 or visit our website at successes.com. That's 480-993-0913 or www.successes.com.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 14educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 14educationmatching.com. The number 14educationmatching.com. That's 14educationmatching.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes.
Anything goes Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, you can set the agenda. 866-303-2270, our telephone number, tomhartman.com, our website if you want to drop into our live chat room, airamerica.com's website, newly redesigned as well. And Louise says I should warn you. I've been drinking this Vizo energy drink. I think that there's a sponsor on KPOJ here, our local station. And I just noticed after drinking a little more than half the bottle that there is a warning. Warning, this contains more caffeine than 3 cups of coffee. And so if I seem to be talking a little fast now, you know what's up. Deborah in Albany, California. Hey, Deborah, what's on your mind today? Your well-caffeinated host is with you.
I could tell. Listen, I was furious to hear that KBR paid Zip in taxes and Halliburton's gone to Dubai, and So I'm wondering if the Democrats would have the cojones, and I do believe they should always put legislation on the floor, whether they have 60 votes or not.
I agree.
To require withholding, like working people pay, from payment on such huge military contracts, et cetera, to recoup the appropriate amount of federal taxes on that contract, regardless of where the corporation is based, to defeat this offshoring tax cheating.
Well, I tell you, it is, I think there's a simpler way to do it, and that's simply to say that we will not give taxpayer dollars to any corporation that is not an American corporation and a U.S. taxpayer.
Either way is fine with me. And let me say a bit about the media business. I confess I do not pay for cable, and I was very upset that a lot of the debates were not accessible on network TV. So I made it a point to watch channels, the ABC thing.
Right.
And I was furious. I refused to watch that station anymore. And I don't know how to eliminate the stooge questioners, but there's got to be a way to get more substance.
Well, go over to moveon.org.
I'm going to sign that. Thank you for telling us about that.
You're welcome, and thank you for your call, Deborah. I mean, they're leading the charge on this thing and doing a fine job of it. Joan in Montana. Hey, Joan, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about and tell you a little story about health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
When it first came out, I went to the doctor's office with my doctor bill and said to the receptionist, how come my office visit has gone up in price? And she said to me, Joan, you're not going to pay any more than you always did. We'll get the other $2 from the insurance company. So basically, as a patient, it was not a benefit to me to have health insurance. They still charged me the same amount of money and got the difference from the health insurance company. So
right. And eventually, by the way, you are going to pay that extra $2, because where do you think the health insurance money company is going to get the money to pay the doctor? They're going to get it by raising your rates.
And, you know, it's the biggest welfare situation, and it's just multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. And so we have people who cannot get treated because they don't have health insurance, because they do have health insurance and have a pre-existing condition. So the only benefit is to the health companies and the doctors, and I find this just an appalling situation.
Although I would exempt the doctors to a large extent from that. I think that many of them, and I have several friends who are docs, many of them are victims of this system as much as anybody else. It's the health insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies, and the for-profit hospitals. You know, Bill Frist's daddy became one of the 20 or 100 richest men in America, became a multi-billionaire with a B by buying up formerly not-for-profit small hospitals and small healthcare facilities and turning them into for-profit facilities, paying minimum wage, squeezing the blood out of them, and he literally became a billionaire that way. And it's wrong. PJ in Connecticut. Hey, PJ, what's up?
Yeah, I'm calling with regard to the Mark Penn and Charlie Black Association, and I don't understand why the media isn't making a little more of this.
For our listeners who don't know, Charlie Black is in charge of John McCain's campaign. Mark Penn is in charge or was in charge of Hillary Clinton's campaign. Charlie Black is the head of a company which is owned by Mark Penn's company.
Correct.
They're both lobbyists and PR guys.
BKSH is owned by Mark Burson Marsteller, so they want two horses in the race. So they're going to be pushing Hillary and pushing Hillary to stay in, because they would dearly love to have two horses in the race. And as long as she's in the race, they're being paid. So, I mean, they have McCain in the race through BKSH, and as long as she's still running, they're still making money off of her. So, you know, it's just a money thing. And, you know, I don't think she's stupid. She'd like to be the other horse.
Well, I think that she's hired them because they're good, and that's the same reason that John McCain has. But this is a serious question, and of all the questions that were asked, you know, if you want a gotcha question to ask a candidate in the first 50 minutes, if ABC has decided all they're going to ask are gotcha questions, you know, this is actually a financial
relationship with somebody who is running a campaign, it seems a whole lot more significant than having served on a board with Bill Ayers years ago or having somebody as your pastor. But no, that's not a gotcha direction that they wanted to go at all, because it had to do with the big money machine in Washington, D.C.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Did you ever hear that termites only swarm to feed and mate during the springtime? Well, that's just a myth. Here's the fact. While they do swarm to mate in the spring, termites eat wood 24/7 year-round. In fact, termites cause an average of $5 billion in property damage every year, and that's no myth. A pest professional is your best defense against the devastation rodents, termites, roaches, and ants can cause to your home and family. Visit pestworld.org to hire your pest pro today. That's pestworld.org.
It's the Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC.
Ovechkin closing in. He scores!
It's the first time in the postseason for Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals. How far can he carry the Caps in their first round series against Philadelphia? Find out Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern.
What a shot by Joffrey Lupul!
The Capitals, the Flyers, in an Eastern Conference quarterfinal showdown. It's Game 5, Saturday at 1 Eastern, noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC. The Cup changes everything.
Have you joined AARP?
Give me one good reason why I should.
You receive AARP the magazine, the AARP bulletin, access to the AARP website. You can save at thousands of hotels, motels, and resorts worldwide. Save on airfares, cruises, auto rentals, and vacation packages. AARP confronts age discrimination by employers. AARP works to strengthen Social Security and protect pension and retirement funds. Become eligible for AARP-endorsed homeowners, auto, and life insurance. Get access to reasonably priced long-term care insurance and group health insurance. Pharmacy services with convenient delivery to your mailbox. Access to a reduced-fee legal services network. Save on shoes, gifts, videos, and other products. You can join when you turn 50. Save on home security, online service subscriptions, emergency towing through the AARP motoring plan and other services. All for $12.50 a year.
That is one good reason to join.
Hurry. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599. To join for only $12.50 a year. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Pope in New York. I'm Ed Donahue. Speaking to the United Nations, here through an interpreter, Pope Benedict says the UN should not be restrained from intervening to protect human rights.
It is indifference or non-intervention which cause the real harm.
The Pope raised concerns that power is concentrated among just a handful of players. A custody hearing is resumed in Texas for the hundreds of children taken out of a polygamist retreat.
Several attorneys have asked Judge Walter, who is presiding over this case, to break it up into smaller groups.
Tony Winton, parts of the Midwest were shaking today.
We live in an older house, so I could actually hear the frame of the house creaking and cracking.
That woman lives in Cincinnati. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake was centered near West Salem, Illinois. There are no reports of major damage or injuries. Crude oil futures spiked to more than $116 a barrel today before dropping. The run-up came after a militant group in Nigeria said it sabotaged a major oil pipeline. The Dow was up 258. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for three tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Hey.
Hey.
What?
There's a swarm of locusts flying just around you.
I know. I was busy throwing rocks at stuff, and then swarm of locusts.
Sounds like bad karma. Maybe you should volunteer. Help a little old lady across the street, something. Get your karma right.
Karma? All right, that's just dumb.
Ow! Stay on the universe's good side. Volunteer, vote, get involved. Go to getgoodkarma.org.
Hey, Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Stephanie Miller.
Here is Sue and Jacob, who is four. Get ready to say aw. Hi, Sue.
Yes.
Is Jacob there?
Yes, he is.
Can I say hi?
You sure can. Hi.
Hi.
Oh. Are you ready for him to say George W. Bush is an idiot?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dick.
George W. Bush is an idiot.
Oh, yay. I believe
the children are... The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Four minutes past the hour. This is really and truly strange. I just have to share this with you. And a tip of the hat to whomever in the chat room, it's been a while and scrolled off, shared this with us a few hours ago. This is from one of the Russian news services. So keep in mind, it was originally translated from Russian into Spanish and then from Spanish into English, and that's how it's made its way around the blogs. I think it was Blue in Missouri, blueinmo-linksoftheday.blogspot.com is where I finally found it. And thanks, Blue, for this. And the headline, nuclear fuel explosion reported in U.S. Midwest. You've heard the news reports that there were earthquakes in Illinois. 5.2, 5.4 magnitude earthquakes. Well, here's the story by Sorcha Fall, as reported to her Western subscribers from Russia. Reports from 3rd Army Headquarters of the Russian Space Command, located in Solzhenitsyn-Nagorsk, Moscow Oblast, are reporting today that a nuclear-fueled explosion has occurred in the United States region of Illinois after the downing of an American B-52 bomber by, presumed, other elements of the U.S. Air Force operating in that region. So powerful was the explosion reported from this downed American nuclear bomber that Western propaganda media sources are reporting the effects of a 5.2 to 5.4 magnitude earthquake in that region. These reports further state that this was the second attempt by a U.S. B-52 nuclear bomber to penetrate the North American Command air defenses surrounding the dissident United States Scott Air Force Base located in Illinois, from which these aircraft seeking to bomb Iranian atomic facilities are based. On Tuesday, April 15th, you get this? What they're saying is that there is this dissident Air Force base
in Illinois, Scott Air Force Base, that is trying to send bombers to Iran, and others within the U.S. military are shooting down these bombers as we try to send them off, and one of them caused this boom. On Tuesday, April 15, American citizens to the Indiana region immediately east of Illinois reported numerous booms and flashes in the night skies, which some attributed to fireball meteorites crashing into the atmosphere, but which the United States Air Force reported was caused by F-16 fighter jets, sonic booms, and the use of military flares. And they point to an actual U.S. news story about that. Their reports, however, state that this April 15 incident turned back the first abortive attempt by dissident American forces to basically smuggle their plundered nuclear weapons out of that country, that would be the United States, for their intended use against Iran. The trigger for these last desperate attempts to embroil the world in total war arose from the U.S. Defense Secretary's ordering of a full accounting of all nuclear weapons, American nuclear weapons, on March 28th, after the discovery that an unspecified number of them were, quote, missing, end quote. The first attempt to use these missing nuclear weapons against Iran, we had previously reported in our April 5th report entitled U.S. Nuclear B-1 Bomber on Iran Attack Run Shot Down, which occurred over Qatar. So that's the story that they're hearing in Russia, is that there is a war going on within the United States Air Force over whether or not they're going to allow a bomber to go to Iran and drop nukes on Iran. Very strange. And what's even stranger is that I would suspect for many people in Russia and in other parts of the world, they would read that story and go, yep, makes perfect sense. Debbie in New Jersey. Hey, Debbie, welcome to the program. What's up?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a little nervous, but anyway, I tried to get on earlier when Bernie was on, but there's, with the war funding, with the funding of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Democrats want to add on funding in that bill that would carry the funding through June 2009 so that they don't have to vote again in September.
Yeah, and that, politically, that makes sense.
Well, how so? Because how do we know that they're going to do the right thing with it?
What they're saying is that they know that, Chris, can you please pot Debbie down just a little bit, because that feedback sounds awful and it's making me crazy. What they're saying is that politically they know that that if there is a vote on Iraq between now and the end of the year, that there's going to be enormous political pressure on the Democrats to say, okay, no more funding, and essentially to leave George W. Bush high and dry. And yet at the same time, they know that Bush will veto that. It'll turn into a huge political ruckus. You're going to have Democrats, kind of caught in the crossfire. I mean, this is the kind of thing that the Republicans would frankly love to have happen. And because the bottom line is Bush is not going to end the war. He has enough funding in other parts of the military, if he needed to, that he could pull out and fund the war. So it will become essentially a symbolic vote. And what the Democrats, I'm assuming what their strategy is, let's forget all this symbolic vote stuff and all this politically charged stuff, and let's just wait until next year when we have a Democratic president, and we'll take care of it. Make sense, Debbie?
Well, it makes sense. I mean, it sounds good. You just get nervous, because, like, all of a sudden, they say one thing and another thing happens. You just can't trust them unless you stay on top of them, like, a mother with an infant.
Yeah. Debbie, thanks for the call. Your point is well taken. And I would say in the Senate, I am very, very disappointed that Harry Reid has not been, and Bernie Sanders has said the same thing, not about Harry Reid, but, we agree that on these issues, the leadership, which is Harry Reid, should be requiring the Republicans, rather than saying, hey, you've only got 53 votes, you only have 55 votes, you only have 58 votes, you don't have the 60 votes necessary to break a filibuster, and so the Democrats say, okay, we'll move on. I mean, they did this with card check, they've done it with the war, they've done it with a whole bunch of things. And instead, what they should say is, huh, you want a filibuster? The floor is yours. We'll sit here and listen to you talk. You can talk for the next week if you want. And actually force a filibuster. In the House of Representatives, it's a little more complex. Nancy Pelosi has a 30-some-odd vote majority. I think it's a 32 or 36 vote majority in the House of Representatives over Republicans, Democrats over Republicans. But more than 40 of those Democrats in the House of Representatives represent districts that heavily vote Republican. And so she has the problem of a number of members of the Democratic caucus, of the Democrats in the House of Representatives, who can't always side with the Democrats if they want to get reelected every 2 years. And so she's trying to herd cats, and that's a tough one. And so the bottom line is that presidential leadership is really necessary. And that's why it's so important that Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton be the president in 2009. And thus, you know, the reason why we all need to get politically active on this thing and get out there on this. John in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, listening to WPTT. Hey, John. Sure.
The way ABC handled the debate, of course, was deplorable. Quite frankly, it doesn't surprise me. I think Hillary Clinton got the same treatment. And by the way, I'm planning to vote for Barack Obama in the primary, Pennsylvania primary. But Hillary Clinton got the same treatment by Gibson and or not Gibson, but Tim Russert and Williams when she was dogpiled in one of the early Democratic debates.
Yeah, well, and she's been getting the same treatment for the better part of 15 years.
Well, and it's look, Democratic presidential candidates have been getting this treatment. Period.
Right.
Character is what a person does. It consists of a person's actions and how they treat other people and how they handle difficult issues. But the right has decided to make character, you know, about, you know, isolated statements that a person might make.
Or appearances. Remember the Michael Dukakis ad where it showed Michael Dukakis in the tank with a hat on and the cut line underneath it was, America can't afford this kind of leadership?
The right has made this about, because they've developed a very effective attack machine, you know, whose members are very good at taking statements out of context or exaggerating their meaning or, pinpointing certain, you know, specific mannerisms, or emphasizing the importance of some sort of, you know, relationship the person has, and then reading all sorts of sinister implications as to the person's character from that. Mm. And the mainstream media, for whatever reason, laziness, being intimidated by the right, corporate ownership, they've picked up on this and they use it as their frame. Mm. But they only use it against Democrats. Only use it against Democrats. For example, if we want to talk about, and I tried calling into a conservative show last night when they were talking about Reverend Wright and other figures that, you know, well, if a politician associates with a figure like that, then, you know, they should be just, you know, banned from holding public office because that shows just, you know.
So let's talk about John Hagee. You know, let's talk about Jerry Falwell with his
terrorists before the killing stops. And I'm for the president. Chase them all over the world. If it takes 10 years, blow them all away in the name of the Lord.
I mean, you know,
when I was calling in, I wanted to bring up if they would have put me on air, Bandar Bush. Did George W. Bush get this kind of criticism because of his friendship with Bandar Bush, the man he the member of the House of Saud, the royal family of Saud, he held hands with,
the guy who was doing fundraisers for Sunni terrorist groups?
Yeah, he's a virulent, I mean, the entire House of Saud, I mean, look, I can't speak to every individual member, but they're anti-Israel, they're anti-Semitic, they're anti-Christian, they treat women like second-class citizens.
Yep.
They turn a blind eye to human rights violations, and, I mean, they're monarchists, they're dictators.
That's right, that's absolutely right, and the media has completely ignored it. John, you're so spot on right, and I thank you for the call. 45 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270, TomHartmann.com for our live chat room. At the Tom Hartman Program here on Air America.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, the No Boring Zone. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
In Baltimore in the 1930s, a cat named Napoleon was so accurate at predicting rain, the local paper ran his forecast for 6 years. I'm not sure if Higgins knows when it's raining. He's better at knowing the sound of a bag of cat food opening. Nobody likes hairballs. Not you, not your cat. So Purina One offers two different choices for cats who experience hairballs. There's Purina One Advanced Nutrition Hairball Formula for hairball control and Purina One Indoor Advantage Hairball and Healthy Weight Formula for less active cats with hairballs. Both are formulated with a natural fiber blend that helps minimize hairballs while promoting healthy digestion. Both offer antioxidant-rich nutrition, including vitamins E, A, and selenium to help promote a strong immune system. I switched Higgins to Purina One 2 years ago, and he looks and feels healthier, and he can run faster. Uh-oh! If you could change your cat's health and hairballs for the better, wouldn't you want to try? 1-866-380-MEOW. Call 1-866-380-MEOW to get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of any Purina One formula to take the challenge. Or go online to PurinaONEChallenge.com.
Attention, 1480 KPHX listeners. The economy has changed over the last several years, and the R-word has been thrown around recently. But 76 Mortgage is not so sure they're ready to use the R-word. Lenders who came into the market when it was hot and used poor judgment or illegal practices to get applicants qualified for loans are falling by the wayside. 76 Mortgage wants you to know they're a proud member of the BBB, and they've won the prestigious award as one of the top mortgage brokers of the Southwest by Goldline Research. So you can trust 76 Mortgage will be honest and upfront. If you have an arm that's ready to adjust, don't put off getting it locked into a low fixed rate. Act now before rates go up. And 76 Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage broker, so you can rest assured that 45 cents of every dollar will stay right here in our community. So for your free confidential mortgage analysis, call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-LOAN. Or log on to 76mortgage.com. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN today.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart and diabetes specialist. I want to tell you about Rescue 105, an all-natural supplement that helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels. There are 50 million people in the U.S. with prediabetes. Many times, individuals do not even know their blood sugar is elevated. If you have a family history of diabetes, are overweight, especially with belly fat, or have high triglycerides, you are at risk for diabetes and probably have a high blood sugar. If you have a heart problem, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, you're also at risk. Rescue 105 is a natural supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
Call now at 1-800-481-3614 and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105 to help maintain a healthy blood sugar level naturally. Call 1-800-481-3614. That's 1-800-481-3614. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105. Call 1-800-481-3614. Call now.
I can change the world with my own.
This is your activist update. On Thursday, April 24th, MoveOn.org is sponsoring a protest event at the state capitol near Arizona's Department of Economic Security at 717 West Jefferson Street in Phoenix. The report will go into detail about the effects the Iraq War is having on Arizona's economy and the recession. Special guest speakers include our own Leonard Clark, I'll be there, Representative David Lujan, and also David Wells. Noon on Thursday, April 24th. Sunday, April 27th, Democracy for America Maricopa County chapter is holding a fundraiser event, 4:30 p.m. at El Penasco Restaurant, 19 East Broadway Ave in Tempe. MC will be Cynthia Black from Action Point. Go to dfamc.org for more information.
To find out all the latest in activities going on here in the Valley, go to 1480kphx.com and click on the Activist Update.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
There's a price for freedom and a price for truth, and money doesn't bleed red, white, and blue.
Our phone number, Melissa in Mountain Home, Idaho. Thanks for calling, Melissa. What's up?
Oh, you know, just wanted to talk about the news. I mean, geez, what's been going on with that lately?
Yeah, you mean the fact that our news is now infotainment instead of news?
Well, let me just ask a quick question. I mean, back in high school many years ago, yellow journalism, is that not rampant?
That, what we call mainstream journalism, has become what used to be referred to as tabloid journalism.
I mean, I'm 32 and I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
As my fantastic birthday is today with my wonderful parents who are probably listening.
Well, happy birthday, Melissa.
Well, thanks. But, yeah, it's just maddening for the American people. You can't find anything.
Yeah.
And when you find it, I mean, know, it's not news.
Right. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate that we have to use the Internet to actually find out what's going on. That's kind of the downside of it. The upside of it is that the Internet is holding the media accountable increasingly. But there, frankly, I think that there should be a level of accountability that has to do with you know, what is the best thing for democracy. It's, as de Tocqueville pointed out in 1836, as Jefferson pointed out, a free society cannot exist without a free press. And we don't have a free press. We have a profit press. We have a corporate press. And either, you know, one of two things, either massively enforcing the Sherman Act or re-regulating to the extent to say, you know, programming in the public interest is an important thing. Melissa, thank you for the call, and thank you.
Oh,
for...
wonderful, wonderful. I just want to remind the American people real quick that, you know, if you don't know what's going on or what this country was founded on, just read the first line in the Constitution.
There you go. Yeah. And in fact, it's such an important thing. The preamble to the Constitution is the six things that are laid out in the preamble to the Constitution, in order to form a more perfect union, number one. A more perfect union. What, you know, that has meaning, and it has liberal meaning. Establish justice. Ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. That's the only part that the cons really hang to. Oh, yeah, we got to have an army. Promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. I mean, that's just... straightforward stuff, just straightforward stuff. Jeff in Tacoma. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to touch on the debate again. I know we've been really beating it to death, but to me it seemed like the Republican Party had hijacked our Democratic nominating contest, and I'm just amazed that the Democratic Party continues to let the corporate media run the show. I think we should be on PBS and NPR and more independent outlets. You know, we shouldn't just try to go for the most viewers, because this is what we're going to get.
Yeah, well, you know, Mark Green with this network offered to host the Republican debates, and I think it would have been fascinating to get the Republicans all there and say, okay, you know, how about the lobbyists who are running your campaigns? How about the big corporations who are giving you money? You know, how about your association with Hagee? Chris in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you want to disagree with me?
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to give you a couple points here. I actually agree with a lot of stuff you say, but number one, a few months back when the Republicans had their debate on CNN, there was that big to-do about questions being asked by Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
How come MoveOn.org wasn't upset about that, or you weren't upset about that?
There were Democrats asking questions
on CNN.
What was the question? Yeah. See, I'm sorry. My memory is as bad as yours is, Chris. I don't remember a specific question that was asked to the Republicans that seemed out of bounds.
It was the gotcha questions. Two, get a caller come up, make a comment about taking quotes out of context. This is not the same thing that happened to Trent Lott when he said, if Strom Thurmond would have been president, things would be different.
We, you know, what he said was, we wouldn't have had all these problems all these years.
So
which was
out of context, right?
Well, no, I think it was in context, and Trent Lott essentially admitted that it was. that was a little different. Trent Lott he did apologize for it, and he did back away from it. So, yeah, I think that, fair enough.
I just think it's, again, on both sides, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, enough gotcha politics, in other words. Let's talk about the real issues.
Well, no, you know, I think it would be much better served in this country if you took away the party affiliation, and then each person would have to indicate what their views and positions are on the issues, so that you can actually make a good choice. Because
although what's happened is that the party affiliation is the basket, it's the frame, it's the packaging for that set of perspectives.
Each side has their own special interests. Corporations, big time with the GOP. Plaintiff attorneys, unions with the Democrats. It, you know, everyone's shaking hands under the table.
Right. I don't disagree, but the plaintiff's attorneys are looking out for the little guy, and the unions are democracies that work on behalf of labor. The big corporations, it used to be that everybody understood that the GOP was all about the fat cats and the millionaires and billionaires. But since Reagan, the GOP has reinvented itself as saying, we're with the little guy. How are you, the little guy? Well, we want to make sure that you can have a gun in the back of your truck.
You know, and it's like, wait a minute, I think the little guy would much rather know that they're going to have some job security. You know, the little guy would much rather know that if they get sick, they're not going to get wiped out. But the Republicans, they're legislating on an economic agenda, but they talk about things like abortion and gun rights and things like this, but they never legislate them. Right, they're not going to actually push those buttons. They're not going to go down those roads because they need to keep those issues alive and keep those hot. And this whole Lee Atwater strategy of dividing people over these so-called lifestyle issues and gay marriage and things like this, getting gay marriage on ballots so that it'll draw out the homophobes and the right wingers, so that while they happen to be in the booth, they'll vote for Republican. I mean, these kind of strategies are downright destructive. And to the extent that Democrats may participate in them, I will agree with you. I would condemn them. I think it's time for us to all honestly talk about what the issues are. Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Call 866-303-2270. It's the Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC.
Ovechkin closing in. He scores!
It's the first time in the postseason for Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals. How far can he carry the Caps in their first round series against Philadelphia? Find out Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern.
What a shot by Joffrey Lupo!
The Capitals, the Flyers, in an Eastern Conference quarterfinal showdown. It's Game 5, Saturday at 1 Eastern, noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's the Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC. The Cup changes everything.
Here's a look at what's going on right now on AirAmerica.com.
I was taken aback by the demeaning remarks Senator Obama made about people in small-town America.
I think those comments are elitist. I think that's a fundamental contradiction of what I believe America is all about.
If I had to carry the banner for 8 years of George Bush's failures, I'd be looking for something else to talk about, too.
Fresh opinions and news you can use. The new AirAmerica.com.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then, we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
What about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha! Finally!
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you about the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-339-4151 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Pope Benedict tells diplomats at the United Nations that respect for human rights is the key to solving many of the world's problems.
Human rights, of course, must include the right to religious freedom, understood as expression of a dimension that is at once individual and communitarian.
He raised concerns that power is concentrated among just a handful of players around the world. Benedict's UN remarks come after three dramatic days in Washington in which he repeatedly talked about America's clergy sexual abuse scandal. President Bush told the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast how much the nation's capital was cheered by the Pope's visit.
The excitement was just palpable.
President Bush is nominating SBA Administrator Steve Preston to take over as HUD chief. A time of crisis in the housing industry, citing his impressive background in finance. Now, this wasn't in the forecast, so WFIE weathercaster Byron Douglas was caught a bit off guard when a Midwest earthquake was felt in Evansville, Indiana.
We're hearing some shaking here. It sounds like we have an earthquake here, so I'll have to check that out here. I'm just guessing, or maybe we had some brief gusting. Is that an earthquake? Okay, so we're seeing a little shake here. It's not uncommon when you live here along the New Madrid Fault here.
Dozens of aftershocks were felt after the initial 5.2 magnitude quake. John McCain has released his 2007 tax returns. The presumptive Republican presidential candidate reports income of nearly $259,000. His individual filing does not include his wife's far more extensive wealth. Newsflash for rock stars and teenagers. Turns out everything doesn't go downhill as people age. The golden years really are golden. Researchers have found that the happiest Americans are the oldest, and that older adults are more socially active than the stereotype of the lonely senior might suggest. This is AP Radio News. The hearing into the welfare of more than 400 children taken from a polygamous compound continues today in Texas.
Testimony will resume as the state is laying out its case to sustain the removal of more than 400 children from the YFC polygamous ranch. State officials and their investigation say children as young as 13 were forced to be married.
Correspondent Tony Winton. New Jersey Governor John Corzine says Hillary Clinton needs a big win in Tuesday's Pennsylvania presidential primary. He is backing her, but says a loss in Pennsylvania would be a door closer for Clinton. Well, it was Clinton's turn to appear on the Colbert Report, getting to play up her image as a problem solver as host Stephen Colbert tried to get a monitor fixed.
Are you telling me there's no one in this theater who can fix the mess we're in?
I can.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 243 points. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by University of Phoenix. University of Phoenix invites you to the 9th Annual Education Job Fair, Saturday, April 26th. Interview for teaching physicians or learn about teaching as a career. Call 480-557-2945 today.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Did you know that replacing just one light bulb with a compact fluorescent light bulb will save 150 pounds of carbon dioxide per year? Hey, this is Jeff Farias. In celebration of Earth Day, maybe it's time to make a change, starting at home. Renewal by Anderson, the only replacement window and patio door company certified by Green Seal, is having a light bulb swap. Simply bring down your old light bulbs to Renewal by Anderson in Tempe this Saturday, April 19th, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., and swap them for new energy-efficient light bulbs free of charge. Renewal by Anderson offers replacement windows that are specifically designed to withstand the harsh desert heat. Stop by and learn more about saving energy one window at a time. Again, the light bulb swap is this Saturday, April 19th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Renewal by Anderson, located 3 blocks south of Broadway on Hardy Drive in Tempe. I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Let's flip the switch on global warming together. Visit 1480kphx.com for more information on the swap or call 480-967-5557.
Limit 4 per household.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker commission of 3%, and with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Neocon killers around him took this country into an inexcusable war based on absolute lies top to bottom. There is no truth in anything that the Bush crime family used to begin this invasion and occupation. Not one thing.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
It's Anything Goes Friday. Taking your calls on any topic you'd like to bring up. John in Marin County, California. Hey, John.
Hi, Tom. I listened to you and Bernie talk a lot about the universal health care, single-payer health care, and often Scandinavia and Denmark in particular come up in the conversation. And I've lived here. I was born here, but half my family's from Denmark, and I've lived there. And I've experienced the health care over there, and a couple of our family members are physicians over there, and it works really, really well, and works well for everybody. But when you, I understand you're going over there shortly.
In June.
For a visit. Yeah. And there's a lot of other things they do well over there. And this is just a couple that I understand is they've used their royalties from North Sea Oil, managed them really well so that they can benefit the country. And they're becoming energy self-sufficient with that and wind energy. And any information and discussion about that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, well, thank you, and I will be looking into that. John, thanks for the call, and thanks for the. I'm sorry, John, I didn't realize you had more to say. And also, Sweden, you know, has imposed $150 a ton. I think, or maybe it's $140 a ton carbon tax. They did this a couple of years ago, and they are now saying that they are moving their rate of growth of their alternative energy industry is triple that of the United States, and they are now saying that by 2020 they will be independent of oil. They will be off the carbon economy. Now, just in that context, let me share with you Jimmy Carter, July 15, 1979.
The energy crisis is real. It is worldwide. It is a clear and present danger to our nation. These are facts, and we simply must face them. What I have to say to you now about energy is simple and vitally important. Point one, I am tonight setting a clear goal for the energy policy of the United States. Beginning this moment, this nation will never use more foreign oil than we did in 1977. Never.
And it would have worked if Reagan hadn't come along.
Moreover, I will soon submit legislation to Congress calling for the creation of this nation's first solar bank, which will help us achieve the crucial goal of 20% of our energy coming from solar power by the year 2000.
By the year 2000. Doesn't it bring tears to your eyes? And then Reagan comes in, and what does he do? He takes the solar collectors off the roof of the White House. He rolls back Carter's legislation. He rolls back Carter's tax breaks and tax cuts and supports and subsidies for the solar industry and increases supports and tax breaks and subsidies for the oil and nuclear industries. And here we are. Jeremy in Michigan. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just watched The 11th Hour yesterday.
Oh, and Leonardo DiCaprio's movie.
It floored me. It was great.
Yeah, I agree. It's very well done.
And I wanted to call and get your opinion on, I know you talk about the solar program in Germany a lot,
mm-hmm.
and get your opinion on what you think the possibility of doing that on a local level in the States would be. Or is that something that would have to go through the federal government? Because I don't think we can wait for the feds, you know?
Right, yeah. It could be done at a state level, particularly in those states where, or even at a municipal level, particularly in those areas where you have a municipality or you have a state or you have a county that owns the utility, where you have publicly owned power. Publicly owned power is more than 50% of all the power in the United States, but it's scattered all over the place.
Yeah, we've got our own power plant, and they're putting turbines in along the train tracks here. So I saw the movie, and I thought about that. You talk about that program a lot, and
it's a very straightforward thing, Jeremy. And the way that they do it in Germany is you buy a solar system for your house. You know, put solar panels on your roof, and it increases the value of your house. Let's say you buy a $20,000 solar system. The bank is required to loan you that $20,000 at a very, very low rate of interest. I think it's 2%. The bank will not lose money on that because the government guarantees the loan to the bank. So if you default, the bank has no risk. Since they have no risk and they have minimal paperwork, you know, even at 2%, they're making a profit. So they have to give you a mortgage for that. At the same time, the power company has to buy electricity from you at 7 times the going rate, and they've done the math on this, so it works out that the power that you're selling back to the electric company typically is equivalent, given the efficiency of solar panels these days, is equivalent to the amount that you're paying every month in your mortgage payments over a 10-year period for your solar panels on your roof plus the interest. So essentially, the solar panels are costing you nothing. At the end of 10 years, the utility no longer has to pay you 700%. They simply have to pay you 100% of the cost. In other words, you sell electricity, you can run your meter backwards. Or, you know, you can 90% is solar or 50% is solar and the rest is coming down the power lines. And you have paid off the loan on a solar system that has a 50-year lifespan. So you've got a 50-year asset in your house. It has cost you nothing. And in the meantime, all these solar panels all over Germany have generated, just in the last 6-8 years since they first started this program, they are now generating so much solar power in a country that is one of the cloudiest and gloomiest countries in the European continent. I can tell you, I lived there in Stadtsteinach, where I lived in 86. I remember on the radio, the local DJ was counting the days. We had 91 days in a row where the sun never came out. And, you know, in the late winter and spring. And, I mean, this is one of the cloudiest places in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's right up there with the Pacific Northwest here. And yet they have generated so much electricity that they didn't need to build two new nuclear power plants, which they were intending to build. And that was the whole point. So Jeremy, spot on. It can be done, and it could be done by a municipality, or it could be done by a state in a way very similar to that. If they could figure out a way to, either they'd have to float a bond fund so that they would be the lender, because I doubt that they could force that kind of thing on banks. That's going to require federal regulators. And if their local utility would buy back the electricity at that higher rate in exchange for not having to build out more generating capacity. So, you know, it's a pretty straightforward balance, I think. Harvey in Berkeley, California. Hey, Harvey, what's up?
Hi, Tom. And tomorrow's Earth Day, and I want to wish you and your audience a happy Earth Day tomorrow.
Thank you, and happy Earth Day to you, Harvey. I remember when it was a big deal. You know, it was...
I believe it will be again.
Hopefully.
Once Obama gets in. And what I want to talk about is that every day, I have a new idea for renewable energy. It may not be a new idea, but every day millions of Americans stay in shape by going to the local gyms. And I say, why not turn those gyms into electro gyms? Because any kind of physical motion can be made into electricity. And so you can have electro Stairmaster, electro bike, electro rower. Mm-hmm. And as the people go from machine to machine, they're given a card. They put the card in the machine, and it records how much electricity they made. And at the end of the month, you know, they take it out of that machine, they put in another machine, and so on and so forth. And then at the end of the month, they turn in the card for rebates.
Against their gym membership?
What's that? Yeah,
against the fee of their membership in the gym?
Membership, rebates, all sorts of things like that, including maybe even paying off their utility bill. So I say it's time to get into shape and save the world and...
There's an entrepreneurial opportunity. You know, Harvey, I suspect that somewhere out there listening to us right now is somebody who owns a piece of a gym or is thinking about, gee, I ought to start a business. What should I start? And I think that's a great idea. That is an entrepreneurial opportunity. See, the question when you're starting a business is always, what is my unfair competitive advantage? How can I differentiate my business from all other businesses so that people will patronize me instead of them? And you just laid out a brilliant one. Absolutely laid out a brilliant one. Al in Pittsburgh. Hey, Al, what's up?
Yeah, I was wondering, the Senate is controlled by the Democrats, and yet they're not doing anything. They're like they're going to get laid at their feet, the do-nothing Senate. And,
right. And the Republicans have said that this is their strategy. I mean, they've publicly, the Republican caucus has said that in public, that they're going to use the filibuster to prevent the Democrats from passing meaningful legislation, and then in the election they're going to run against a do-nothing Congress.
But if you're going to filibuster, why don't they rise up to their full height and make them stand there and filibuster? Don't
I agree. I agree, and Bernie Sanders agrees, and there's a couple other members of the Senate who agree. Russ Feingold agrees. Convince Harry Reid.
But nobody's doing it. So,
Harry Reid is the guy who makes the call.
Leadership that's really dropping the ball, and they deservedly should get blamed for the do-nothing then.
That's my personal opinion. Harry Reid's a very nice guy. He's a brilliant legislator. He does a great job of representing his home state of Nevada. But I would frankly much rather see Russ Feingold or Barbara Boxer as the, or for that matter, if she doesn't win the presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton as the leader of the Senate in the 2009, you know, congressional session. I'm sorry. Harry Reid has, in my opinion, dropped too many opportunities to to stand up to the Republicans in ways even symbolic. And frankly, we can't ignore symbolism in the United States. I mean, Newt Gingrich turned this into a fine art, you know, with his contract on America and all that stuff. I mean, we could have done that. 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Debt. It sneaks up on you. Yeah, like a runaway train. You want this thing, so you charge it. You can't live without that, so you charge it. Next thing you know, you're 15 grand in debt and turning over the sofa cushions looking for change to make the minimum payments. Get your life back on track with Liberty Relief. Debt comes in all shapes and sizes, just like people. That's why Liberty Relief has multiple programs. One is sure to be right for you. There's no escaping debt. It follows you wherever you go. But right now, you have options. Call now for a free consultation with a Liberty Relief debt specialist before bankruptcy is your only option. Call 888-358-7575. That's 888-358-7575. Call now for a free consultation with a Liberty Relief debt specialist. Call 888-358-7575. 888-358-7575.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
Hi, this is Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. If you need an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring or upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. We pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. Keep in mind that with the warm weather approaching, ceiling fans are an energy-efficient way to stay cool. Call Evanston Electric for all of your ceiling fan needs. Our elite group of trained electricians is ready to help on a moment's notice. So for all of your electrical service needs, call us right now at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. Remember, you have the opportunity to support locally owned businesses like Evanston Electric. Call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, proud local sponsors of 1480KPHX. Log on now to rewiringarizona.com.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's Bachelor Degree Program in Construction Management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the Construction Management Program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Oh,
Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. Janice in Massachusetts, listening to WHMP. Hey, Janice, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm going to be a little nervous here.
That's okay.
I'm calling to run this by you and ask you some questions about it. I don't know if you saw the article on the Huffington Post on April 16th by Sam Stein.
I don't recall.
Hillary Clinton and Southern working class whites in 1995, screw them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did see that.
You did see that.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, why isn't the media picking this story up? It just seems like it's below the radar.
It has been completely ignored. In fact, the story came out before the debates. I was expecting it to be thrown
exactly.
at Hillary Clinton during the debate,
exactly.
and I was surprised that it wasn't.
Yeah.
I think that it hasn't been picked up by the media because it hasn't been driven into the media. The Obama comments about bitterness
right.
would have probably been ignored by the media if the Clinton campaign had not picked them up and pounded them. Speaking as a member of the media, I get the daily emails from both campaigns.
Uh-huh.
We're invited occasionally to participate, usually to participate in the daily conference calls with the campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
The campaigns themselves basically drive. You know, they say, this is what we're talking about, this is what our candidate is talking about, this is what we think the big issue is, and the media goes, okay, okay, okay. And the Obama campaign, to the best of my knowledge, at no point has taken this, you know, something at that level of frivolity,
mm-hmm.
you know, of Hillary Clinton in 95, you know, there was, and for the, our listeners who don't know what we're talking about, there was a meeting. This is documented in a couple of books, and it's
Correct.
Also been testified to by several people who were at the meeting.
Correct.
There was a strategy meeting that had to do with, you know, what are we going to do for the 96 elections? And somebody asked the question, what about the Reagan Democrats? What about the blue-collar working white folks who have moved over to the Republican side? You know, should we have an outreach to them? And Hillary Clinton said, screw them.
You don't owe them a thing, Bill. They're doing nothing for you. You don't have to do anything for them.
Yeah, that's the quote from
yeah.
the article and from the book. And the people who were there say, yes, in fact, she
right.
said that. I don't think that that should be held against her. I don't think that that's an issue. She was making a decision at the time that she thought was an appropriate political decision. And that's what you do in politics. And just as I don't think that this whole, you know, bitter thing should be held against Barack Obama, he was inartful in the way he said it. But what he said was essentially the thesis of Tom Frank's book, What's the Matter with Kansas? And frankly, I was surprised. I expected the Clinton campaign to endorse what Obama said and say,
exactly.
yes, these people are hurt and they are bitter. And Hillary Clinton has a long tradition of fighting for the little guy. And she's the better one than Barack Obama to fight for them because she has. Look at all these legislative victories that she's had in her 6-7 years now in the Senate. That's what I was expecting. I was just totally astounded when we got the talking points that, oh, you know, Obama is, you know, trashing, you know, people in small town America. So I think that the reason that the Clinton story, the story, which is obviously real and has been verified, of Hillary Clinton saying screw them about, you know, white middle class, or working class folks, has not been picked up by the media is because the Obama campaign has not touched it with a 10-foot pole.
But
they're not running that kind of campaign.
Yeah. Well, that's good for them, but I think it speaks to the hypocrisy of Hillary to say that his remarks are elitist and demeaning when she, you know, she put this forth.
Yeah, I agree, and that's the kind of campaign that she's chosen to run, and that Mark Penn has suggested that she run, and maybe that's the kind of campaign that you have to run in order to win in the United States, and that's
exactly.
you know, that's all the more the problem, and that's the
yeah,
tragedy.
Janice,
I got to move along, but
okay.
thank you very much
thanks.
For the call, and thanks for raising that issue. I thought about raising it a couple times myself, and then I thought, well, you know, I don't want to be the guy who's making this gratuitous thing, but you brought it up so we can talk about it. Flo in Sunrise, Florida, listening on Winds. Hey, Flo.
Hi, Mr. Hartman.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, Tom. I just
What's
heard on a business report this morning that Citigroup posted its second $5.1 billion loss, second quarterly
mm-hmm.
report. And then later they said the stock market was up because they had higher than expected earnings. So what goes with that?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Are they the Saudis, Citigroup?
The Saudis own a good chunk of Citigroup. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that it's a majority percentage, but they may be one of the larger they are certainly one of the larger stockholders, and they may be larger to the point that they have like a controlling interest. Like the Ford family, I think they own like 4 or 5% of Ford Motor Company, but it's enough to effectively control the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Citicorp, you know, took a huge hit with the mortgage write-downs and mortgage losses.
That's what they said. I wanted to tell you a sad story here in Florida.
Sure.
Father and the son were walking home. The father went to a blood bank, got $20 to save $5 for cab fare. They walked home, and his 16-year-old son was hit by a train.
Oh, my.
These are the kind of stories I want our representatives to hear. I think they seem to be in another world. Not Bernie Sanders. There's a handful of them that I do like.
Yeah.
But if you call to say something, they seem to have very little time for you. Like
they've got to deal with 35,000 lobbyists. I mean, seriously, there are twice as many lobbyists in Washington, D.C. as there were when Bill Clinton came into office. And then, at that point, there were twice as many lobbyists as there were when Ronald Reagan came into office.
And John McCain is.
Yeah, he's got nothing but lobbyists from top to bottom throughout his campaign. Flo, thanks a lot for the call. I mean, you go back to the 1950s during the time that Dwight Eisenhower was president and when John Kennedy became president, there were, as I recall, fewer than 300 registered lobbyists in Washington, D.C. There's 35,000 of them right now, if my recollections are correct. 27 minutes past the hour. Anything goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX. Here's a look at what's going on right now on AirAmerica.com.
I was taken aback by the demeaning remarks Senator Obama made about people in small-town America.
I think those comments are elitist. I think that's a fundamental contradiction of what I believe America is all about.
If I had to carry the banner for 8 years of George Bush's failures, I'd be looking for something else to talk about, too.
Fresh opinions and news you can use. The new AirAmerica.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
It's the Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC.
Ovechkin closing in. He scores!
It's the first time in the postseason for Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals. How far can he carry the Caps in their first round series against Philadelphia? Find out Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern.
What a shot by Joffrey Lupo!
The Capitals, the Flyers, in an Eastern Conference quarterfinal showdown. It's Game 5, Saturday at 1 Eastern, noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC. The Cup changes everything.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Pope in New York. I'm Ed Donahue.
He's going to bring a lot of blessing to America, to all of us. And I'm very excited and very happy.
That woman was outside the United Nations. Inside, Pope Benedict told diplomats respect for human rights was the key to solving many of the world's problems. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 5.2 magnitude earthquake was centered in Illinois, not far from St. Louis.
Lots of people have felt this, and we are getting lots of calls on this.
The quake was felt in places like Chicago, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati. There are no reports of serious damage or injuries. President Bush told small business leaders today the economy will turn around.
We'll recover from this slowdown, and we're going to bounce back strong. And the small businesses of America are going to lead the way.
Japan is instructing the maker of Crocs to alter the design of the footwear after complaints that children wearing the colorful plastic clogs had their feet injured on escalators. The Dow was up 253 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Pick up Fashion Fighter, the book, out now on paperback at iUniverse.com.
Kylie's just met her biological father for the first time and discovers he's lost his legs in war in Iraq. She has a million questions about soldiers, war, death, and what she can do about it. Rallying her fellow students, Kylie starts a campaign to educate others about the war. She begins to decipher a sense of the world around her and what her own growing beliefs are, as she discovers not everyone agrees with her. In fact, her new interest causes her another battle in her own home. Readers will be rooting as Kylie valiantly stands up for what she knows in her heart to be right.
Order your copy of Fashion Fighter today at iUniverse.com. This work of juvenile fiction includes a vocabulary and discussion section for parents and educators. Address the tough issues of war, peace, stepfamilies, and more with a child or teen you love. Fashion Fighter, the book at iUniverse.com.
Joseph McCarthy had an enemies list, and so did Richard Nixon. Now, according to the Phoenix New Times, so do County Attorney Andrew Thomas and Sheriff Joseph Aprile. This is Mark Manoil, Chairman of the Maricopa County Democratic Party. If you're as concerned as we are about protecting individual rights and freedoms from politicians who abuse their authority, we encourage you to contribute to our Law and Order Restoration Fund. To learn more, visit our website at MaricopaDemocrat.com or call 602-298-0503. Paid for by the Maricopa County Democratic Party.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
01-20-2009.
Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
01-20-2009. In less than a year, he loses the house, the plane, and the title.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
01-20-2009. The end of an error. Cross your fingers and keep it here on 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear. A voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forever, evermore. For born in the wind night of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere. Isn't that extraordinary? Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. On the 18th of April in 75, today the day, to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear. And now we have the wimpiest, most pathetic, fear-ridden president and administration I have ever seen in my entire life. Oh, be afraid, be afraid, be more afraid, be even more afraid. I mean, you gotta be afraid.
September the 11th. We saw tragedy
arrive. I mean, this is just from his speech at the RNC.
Danger. Doom killers. Be afraid. The world will drift toward tragedy. May God bless you. Evil God. Iraq. Darkness. The continuing
These are all just clips from Bush's keynote address in 2004 at the Republican National Convention.
And nothing will hold us back.
Be afraid.
We will prevail. Be afraid. God bless America. Nuclear weapons. Iraq was a gathering threat, and Al-Qaeda was largely unchallenged as it planned attacks. Free Afghanistan, terror. Pakistan, terrorists. Saudi Arabia.
And on it goes. It goes on for, I got 2.5 minutes of that. Patrick in Monterey, California, listening on KRXA. Hey, Patrick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I got a few things I wanted to bring up and actually some questions, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, yesterday, I think Ellen Ratner was on talking about a GAO report that mentions multiple terrorist attacks potentially in the U.S., and I was wondering if there's a link or where to pick that up.
I would go over to talkradionews.com. Usually there are links there to the stories that she talks about.
TalkRadioNews.com. Okay. I had a request at the end of my comments. I think it was a week or two ago on Sam Cedar, he mentioned someone he knew or someone who he's talked to who said that he served in Vietnam at the same time that McCain served. And in 1967, he was on an aircraft carrier and saw McCain and said, "How goes the war, John?" And McCain smiled at him, gave him the thumbs up, and said, "Well, at least this war is better than not having any war at all." And Sam said he wasn't going to have this guy on the show. I don't know if you'd consider it. I would like to see this guy on Good Morning America. I don't care if he's fully vetted, considering all the swift voting that's probably going to happen with Obama or Hillary. I want certain things to stick to McCain like Velcro. Warmonger, sure. You know, from Schultz. I'm glad he's sticking to his guns on that. He's too old. He has senior moments confusing Shias and Sunnis, and I don't care.
Patrick, there's going to be plenty of time for all this stuff. Trust me, there's going to be plenty of time for all this stuff. And although you're right, we need to start identifying John McCain, because John McCain is out there trying to identify himself, trying to brand himself, and pull back that brand. The media just loves this idea. Oh, he's the maverick. He's the good guy. No. He's not. And as to, you know, what Sam is doing or any other talk show host, I don't know. Sean in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Tom, I saw you on Kudlow and Company last year, and I know you're a regular reader of the Financial Times of London, so I have tremendous respect for your opinions on economic issues. Tom, I've been trying to think of how our current financial crisis parallels events of the past, and just very quickly, I'm thinking of the 29 crash where you had members of the public buying on margin, whereas today
yep.
You have brokerages using leverage, so people buying stock, you know, by borrowing money.
And members of the public are buying on margin as well. It's just that instead of buying stocks, they're buying homes.
Exactly. And then the second, of course, would be long-term capital management, that huge trillion-dollar
yep.
hedge fund of derivatives,
yep.
Speculating on, you know, minuscule changes in currencies. And, you know, basically those are the quant funds. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so, yeah.
And then thirdly, the accounting scandals like Enron and WorldCom, they were doing mark-to-market, mark-to-model, and today they're doing mark-to-mystery. You know,
that's
they don't
right.
even know what these...
Well, and in fact, you've got, you know, I mean, there are some very serious questions being raised about Moody's and other bond rating funds. I think that there's only three now large certified bond rating funds. And, you know, again, bring in the Sherman Act. Break them up. Let's have some real competition. Let's have some real accountability.
Well,
because
yeah.
they were rating some of these funds as A, AA, AAA, when, you know, nobody had ever actually combed through the books.
That's right. Supposedly we had Sarbanes-Oxley. But my question for you, Tom, is basically, do you think there's any credence to the idea that we're on the precipice of a super bubble, that
yes.
a perfect economic storm is underway?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think okay. that there is at least a 50% chance that within 18 months to 2 years, and perhaps as soon as 6 months, that we will be in something that's going to very, very closely resemble the Great Depression of 1929, 1930, et cetera, or the Panic of 1896, or the Panic of 1846, or the Panic of 1770, whatever year it was. I think it was, no, 1768, I think it was. It just preceded the American Revolution. There have been a series of these things, and they, by and large, they all share the same characteristics. And Ravi Batra actually writes about this in his book, The New Golden Age, and he says, you know, there's going to be this disaster, and then out of that is going to come another FDR, and there's going to come another New Deal, and we're going to put it back together. Sean, I got to move along, but thank you very much for the call and for your comments. Peter in Homestead, Florida, listening on WINS. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Tom. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to. I really do support you, just like many liberals do. Single payer health plan in America. But my question for you: how would you feel would be the best way to implement it? Since we have, like, I'm guessing dozens of private insurance companies, and I guess you have to dismantle them, and you have millions of people working for them. Like, how would you think, if we're ever to go in that direction, be able to implement it?
If we look, Peter, at the experience of other countries that have single-payer health care or that have some variation on that, that have national health care, and you look back at the times when those programs came into being, they actually stimulate economic activity massively. There was a case, it was a front page of the Wall Street Journal. This was about 5 years ago, as I recall. I think it was the first year or maybe the second year that we had started this radio program. So either way, it had been 6 or 5 years ago. We were living back in Vermont at the time. And Toyota, as I recall, though it could have been Honda, but I think it was Toyota, was looking to site a new auto factory in the United States. And there were three states. It had come down to a competition among three states. And my recollection is that Alabama thought they'd gotten it. And the states were offering them hundreds of millions of dollars in tax breaks. They were offering them free land. They were offering all kinds of, you know, I mean, just you know, falling all over themselves and giving away the store in order to bring in this auto company. And at the last minute, the company decided to locate their auto plant in southern Canada, near Toronto. And when asked why, they came out and they said, the reason why is because in Canada, we don't have to pay the cost of health care. And the cost of health care would have been greater in the United States to the workers than would have been all the tax breaks that were offered. And in Canada, we don't have that cost. Our health care system is making us economically uncompetitive. And if we were to fix it, those thousands or tens of thousands of people whose main job right now is to take your phone call when you call your insurance company and say, why didn't you pay this bill? And to say, well, sorry, Charlie, we're not going to pay it. Whose main job is to turn down payments. All those people would be able to find other jobs in other areas because there would be so much demand for people because there would be an economic expansion as a consequence of that. I mean, it's just pretty straightforward stuff. Darby in Oregon, listening on KPOJ. Hey, Darby, what's up?
Hey, well, listen, I just discovered you on C-SPAN probably 6 months ago, and I just started listening to you on Air America a couple of weeks ago, and I really appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
You hit on a story earlier today that I would like to find a link or something to it when you were talking about the Russian reports basically saying that earthquakes are not earthquakes.
Yeah, that those earthquakes in Illinois were actually a rogue element in the U.S. Military stopping another rogue element in the U.S. military from sending nukes over to Iran. I don't take it seriously. We'll put the link on our homepage. I'll do that within the next hour or so. I'll find the story and get it on there, okay?
Okay,
so you can track it back.
Much.
Sure. Thank you, Darby, and appreciate the call. Jackie in Houston. Hey, Jackie, you got about a minute here before we got to take a break. What's up? Jackie?
Who is it?
It's Jackie. You're on the air.
Okay, yeah, sorry. A couple of things. There were some real good articles in one of the major newspapers, I think the New York Times, about the geothermal energy being used in Iceland as being very, very...
Iceland is 100% energy independent right now.
Yeah. Listen, one of the things I really wanted to say was about the onslaught of the pundits toward Obama about saying that it was toughening him up and making him withstand the onslaught, the Republican onslaught. But to me, it felt like saying that's like beating a woman and raping her so she can get prepared for the outside world. I mean, these were journalists, or should have been, instead of Republicans that should not have been serving him on a platter to Hillary.
I agree with you, Jackie. I think that the metaphor is imperfect, but and you can probably build a case on either side, and that's why it's an imperfect metaphor, but it's not one that I would totally disown. I think your point is well made. Thank you very much for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. TomHartmann.com. Drop into our live chat room, 866-303-2270.
Truth in broadcasting. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Freedom of speech in America is under attack. Professors, teachers, and scientists are being silenced, denied tenure, even fired, expelled. No intelligence allowed. The movie that made front page news in the New York Times, that Rush Limbaugh says is powerful, Michael Medved says is important. The movie Big Science doesn't want you to see. Ben Stein's Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, playing now in theaters only. Check expelledthemovie.com for a theater near you. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
It's the Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC.
Ovechkin closing in. He scores!
It's the first time in the postseason for Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals. How far can he carry the Caps in their first round series against Philadelphia? Find out Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern.
What a shot by Joffrey Lupul!
The Capitals, the Flyers, in an Eastern Conference quarterfinal showdown. It's Game 5, Saturday at 1 Eastern, noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC. The Cup changes everything.
Whoa, front row seats. What'd you do, hit the lottery?
Nope, just picked up some quick extra cash from Cash for Gold.
Cash for Gold? How does that work?
You simply just call 1-800-635-6815. Request a free refiner's return pack. Then you can send them your unwanted gold, your silver, your platinum jewelry for quick cash.
Oh yeah? How long does that take?
You'll have your cash fast, within 24 hours from a time Cash for Gold receives your package.
Wow, golden.
Oh yeah, plus Cash for Gold pays 5% more than their largest competitors, and all items are sent 100% insured.
Turn your unwanted jewelry to cash today. Call 1-800-635-6815 to request your free refiner's return pack. That's 1-800-635-6815.
So what do you think of these tickets?
Aren't you glad I used Cash for Gold?
Yeah, but did you pay for that guy's ticket too?
Call Cash for Gold right now. 1-800-635-6815. Turn your unwanted jewelry to cash today. Cash for Gold.
Next to a house, a car or truck is usually the biggest investment most people make. Hello, my name is Frank Sarwart. I will be giving Frank auto advice from 2 till 3 p.m. every Saturday on 1480 KPHX. From how and what kind of car to buy, where to get it fixed, legal issues, and much more. That's Frank Auto Advice Saturdays at 2 p.m. right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
If you transfer your IRAs, 401ks, or any retirement accounts today, we will add 10% to your full account value. $100,000 becomes $110,000, $400,000 becomes $440,000, and $700,000 becomes $770,000. My name is Stephen DeJohn, president of the DeJohn Advisory Team. I was on the cover of Senior Market Advisor magazine because I protect my clients' money, and I can guarantee an income for life. We don't recommend stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities. These are risky securities. With securities, you have unlimited upside, but you also have unlimited downside. Our clients do not lose money in negative markets. Do you have a multi-generational IRA? Why not? It's been your right since 2001. Don't let Uncle Sam be your biggest beneficiary because your broker or banker is sleeping at the wheel. Call us right now at 866-515-6669 to receive your free video and brochure. We will then set up your free IRA and retirement checkup at one of our nationwide locations. Call 866-515-6669. It's a new year and it's time for change. Call 866-515-6669.
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service doggy wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them. All in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty, 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hey, thanks so much to Louise Hartman, my producer, Sean Taylor, our executive producer, Sean Taylor, to Chris Rosen, to Lauren Kirshner, Sean Kensing, and Marcus Hillman at Air America, and all the folks there who helped make this show possible, to Sue Nethercutt and the folks in our chat room, and Mike Toth, who does our audio archives and our website, to our affiliates, our sponsors, and to you for listening to our program. And thanks to Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service for providing us with a brilliant daily newscast, and all the folks associated with Talk Radio News and Michael Harrison and whatnot. Ellen Ratner, talkradionews.com. Hey, Ellen.
Well, you know, every once in a while I like to give you the chutzpah department. Today I give it to the Republican leadership, the House Republican Conference. They have a new web video. It's called the Pelosi Premium, the sorry gas prices, I'm sorry, soaring gas prices, and they're talking about her 2006 promise to bring down gas prices, which they say are $1.11 higher than when she became Speaker. How do you put this on Nancy Pelosi? It's beyond my wildest comprehension.
That really,
they win our chutzpah award this week.
I will vote for that. By the way, I need to toss something in here. A couple of days ago, somebody called into the show and said, Barack Obama was not a professor of law, and I shouldn't say that. Nobody should say that, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Certainly was. He was an adjunct.
Actually, I'm looking at the University of Chicago Law School's website. You can see it at law.uchicago.edu/media/index, and it says the law school has received many media requests about Barack Obama, especially about his status as senior lecturer. From 1992 until his election to the U.S. Senate in 2004, Barack Obama served as a professor in the law school, period. So,
right.
There you go. That's right from the University of Chicago Law School. Just to set the record straight.
A lecturer, which is equivalent to an adjunct, which is a professor.
Right. I didn't understand that distinction. I thought professor, like in the UK, was a title that, you know, is a very, very distinguished. You have to, you know, work your butt off. It's like being tenured and all that kind of thing. I didn't realize that he was a professor of the law school. So I stand corrected, and I had a bunch of emails from listeners about it. And I keep, every day for the last 3 days, I've been meaning to mention it, and I keep forgetting. And so I just did know. So anyhow, back to the news.
Okay, quite a few other things going on. First of all, I want to talk about the Obama endorsements. You know, a lot of people think he's a liberal. Well, he got two endorsements from two people who are not exactly liberal. Sam Nunn, who was chair of armed services and a senator from 72 to 97. David Bourne, I believe he's from Oklahoma. I think he's president of the university there, or was. 79 to 94, longest serving chair on the Senate Select Committee. And last but not least, somebody who I remember having a conversation with at the 96 convention, who had just left the Department of Labor and pretty much did it over the welfare issue, although he was not verbal about it at the time, and that is Secretary Robert Reich.
Wow. You know,
all in the Obama camp.
Yeah, we, Louise and I and our kids lived in Atlanta in Georgia from 83 until, 96, I guess, when we moved to Vermont, and with the exception of a year in Germany. And during that 13 years, most of that, Sam Nunn was our senator, one of our senators. And he was very highly regarded, even though he was a very kind of pro-military guy and a very conservative Democrat. He was very highly regarded by Georgians, anyway. I got the impression that across the country he was. I think of all those endorsements, that's the one that's going to carry the most weight.
I would completely agree. And Robert Reich, of course, was a Clinton cabinet secretary, as, of course, was Bill Richardson.
Yeah, Robert Reich just came out and endorsed Obama?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he was the Secretary of Labor in the Clinton
cabinet. Absolutely, and he left after 96. I mean, he didn't say so at the time, but he basically left because of the welfare reform issue.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, he disagreed with it. Robert Reich that's interesting because Robert Reich is very liberal. Sam Nunn is very conservative, and here both of them are endorsing Barack Obama. I find that fascinating.
Absolutely. A couple other interesting things. The president today announced his new HUD secretary from the SBA, Steve Preston. But what's more interesting is that the current, or until he resigned, Alfonso Jackson, was at HUD, and he was there. And the president called him a dedicated, decent man, compassionate man who worked tirelessly at HUD.
Hmm. Yeah. Tirelessly for what? To have his oil painting done?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's about it. He had an emergency appropriation for $100,000 to have an oil portrait of him done. And as far as I know, that's, and last spring he said, oh, don't worry, there's nothing wrong with the housing market. It'll all shake out by the summer. Well, it is.
Oh, that is for sure. The South Koreans, as you know, in addition to the Colombian trade deal, there is a pending trade deal with South Korea, and they're trying to move it along, and they have lifted the import ban on beef from the United States. So that happened today. Speaking of listing things, the National Association of Manufacturers tried to get a federal judge to delay enforcement of a lobbying law. This is a 2007 law where association must disclose every member that contributes $5,000 or more a quarter by April 21st. There's 11,000 members of the National Manufacturing Association.
Yeah, the National Association of Manufacturers president also, this was in the Wall Street Journal a couple of months ago, was quite outspoken about how they were going to basically hand the Republicans their head on a platter, or the Democrats their head on a platter in this election, that they were going to be politically active on behalf of the Republicans if the Democrats started talking about regulating big business in
America. Well,
that's
probably why they don't want all their lobbying money going.
That's right. That's right.
The president also spoke at the Small Business Summit. He said, we saw this slowdown coming. Then he promoted his package of rebates, and then he said he wants to make tax relief permanent, and he thought that would be a solution.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Ratner, the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good talking with you. Monday, Carrie Lucas, the Independent Women's Forum. Are women still earning 77 cents to the dollar? And Bob Barr, former Republican congressman from Georgia, is going to be on the program. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Tag, you're it. We'll see you Monday.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but I have some friends at GM. Now, I know what you're thinking, but this is a good thing. Who better than me to judge whether GM's focus on new technologies is working or not? They're trying to help the country use less gas and eventually no gas. Yes, that's true. So for the last 2 weeks, they let me drive the North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Malibu. It looks great, and it felt great behind the wheel. Now, given today's gas prices, I was a little leery to drive a strictly gas-propelled car, but the four-cylinder Malibu has an EPA-estimated 30 miles to the gallon on the highway. This has to do with variable valve timing in the engine, and it works, squeezing every last mile out of a gallon of gas. Not only is the Malibu a gas saver, it looks great inside and out. More like a luxury sedan. Seriously, this is a great car, and it's one of the quietest rides I've experienced in a long, long time. Find out more about the Chevy Malibu at gm.com/explore. That's gm.com/explore.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then, we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
What about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha! Finally!
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you about the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-339-4151 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Pope Benedict turned to a global audience today, telling UN diplomats that respect for human rights is the key to solving many of the world's problems.
He also says the UN must not let a handful of nations threaten international cooperation.
We are witnessing the clear paradox of the multilateral consensus, which continues to be in crisis because it is still subordinated to the decisions of a small number.
Pope Benedict heard through an interpreter. What a surprise this morning across the Midwest when a 5.2 magnitude earthquake hit.
I was sleeping and all I heard was sound like thunder and it just woke me up and it just started shaking. I mean, really shaking.
Emergency workers in Carmel, Illinois say there was some damage.
Basically what it's done here is just a lot of minor expected damage to chimneys, brick buildings, older buildings especially. That's about all that we're seeing right now.
It was centered in southern Illinois. Missouri Department of Transportation inspectors are looking over hundreds of bridges in the eastern part of that state, checking for possible damage from the quake. Another setback for the Iraqi army. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Iraqi police say army soldiers retreated when Shiite militiamen attacked in Sadr City, leaving their positions, including a command post at a police station. It comes after the government admitted more than 1,000 soldiers and police either refused to fight or deserted during last month's battles against militias in Basra.
Muqtada al-Sadr followers are denouncing a concrete wall the American military is putting up through their Sadr City stronghold, hoping to cut off insurgents' ability to move freely into the rest of Baghdad. Former President Carter has met in Syria with the exiled leader of Hamas and the militant group's deputy chief, men the U.S. government has labeled as global terrorists. Dow is up 230 points. This is AP Radio News. The makers of Nalgene water bottles decided to pull some of the hard plastic bottles from